Regina, the government of Saskatchewan is allocating $850,000 in cost-shared grants to 21 community airports across the province. The 50-50 cost-sharing grant goes toward repairs and upgrades through the Community Airport Partnership, CAP, program. Grants are cost-shared up to a maximum amount of $275,000. CAP is designed to help offset safety-related improvements such as upgrades to runways and taxiways, lighting, security fencing and navigational systems, according to a press release. Airports benefiting from the CAP program this year include Big River minus $30,596 repairs to runway edge lighting. Birch Hills minus $40,915 rehabilitate the main runway and taxiways and install new line markings and numbers on the main runway and 300 feet of taxiway centerline. Carlisle minus $15,423 deep crack asphalt and apron pavement repairs. Central Butte minus $1,625 radio control system. RM of Eldon No. 471 minus $15,758 crack seal runway, taxiway, and apron. Repaint all lines. Estevan minus $13,369 rubberized crack sealing on all runways and replacing lighted runway signs. Humboldt minus $30,000 aerodrome feasibility and planning study. Kindersley minus $8,163 runway lighting upgrade, and crack sealing of runway. Kipling minus $10,281 expand taxiway and apron. LaRange minus $60,000 upgrade, replace ATB security doors. Install 4 airside automatic doors, 6 groundside automatic doors and add keypad, card swipe security locks. Luseland minus $3,393 airport electrical upgrade. Maple Creek minus $23,523 rehabilitate a small section of the runway. Melfort minus $36,040 crack repairs on runway and taxiway. Moose Jaw minus $25,000 rubberized crack sealing on runway taxiway and apron. RM of Moosomin minus $222,263 completion of Phase 1. Earthwork construction on runway, apron, and access road. North Battleford minus $75,000 installation of backup power generator at the runway light control building. Prince Albert minus $10,000 installation of automated sliding gate. Swift Current minus $35,000 rubberized crack sealing on main runway, new asphalt on apron and reapply painted markings and upgrade airfield signage to LED backlit fixtures. Weyburn minus $88,600 mulch existing pavement at the entrance where Stars lands for patient transfers. Mulched asphalt reshaped and compacted as subbase for asphalt overlay. Wynyard minus $8,576 replace fencing and 2 gates to increase airport security. Yorkton minus $96,475 CIFIB transmitter, ground station, repaint markings and numbers on runways, taxiways, and aprons and crack sealing on pavement, recreational taxiway improvements. Improvements to airports in our smaller communities helps them reach their potential and value economically and socially, Saskatchewan Aviation Council President Janet Keim said. As I like to say, a mile of highway gets you a mile down the road, a mile of runway gets you the world. All future application dates have been adjusted following consultation with communities and airport users. An additional application period will occur in September 2023 for projects to be undertaken in the 2024-25 fiscal year. Projects are evaluated based on improving safety, extending the life cycle of the asset, airport utilization, economic benefits and partnership opportunities. Interested communities can find out more about the program here at www.saskatchewan.ca. Residents, Transportation, Airports, Community Airport Partnership CAP Program.